Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning we return to the account of the Canaanite woman in Matthew chapter 15, reading verses 24 to 27. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she cries out after us." But he answered and said, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then she came and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." And she said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table." This is the word of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is near to all those who call upon him in truth, dear friends in Christ, Jesus once spoke a warning about the bad things that can happen to you if you don't know your place. When you are invited by anyone to a wedding feast, Jesus said, do not sit down in the best place, lest one more honorable than you be invited by him, and he who invited you and him come and say to you, "Give place to this man," and then you begin with shame to take the lowest place. Jesus was showing the importance of humility in the life of a believer. It's essential that we know our place, especially when it comes to the kingdom of God. Do you know your place? The Canaanite woman did. She had a bulldog faith. Last time we saw how one of the characteristics of such a faith is that it knows its master. This morning we'll think about a different aspect of that kind of faith as we consider the theme, Bulldog Faith Knows Its Place. And what Jesus said to the Canaanite woman that day certainly seemed to put her in her place, didn't it? Jesus answered and said, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Wow, that sounds pretty discouraging, doesn't it? Some people say that Jesus was just acting here. He was simply pretending to put the woman off in order to test her faith. But Jesus isn't an actor. Jesus doesn't pretend, and Jesus doesn't deceive. He was simply stating a fact when he said, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Jesus was commissioned by his heavenly Father to bring the good news of the gospel first to God's chosen people, the Jews. And that was his primary mission during his ministry on earth. Of course, on Pentecost, all that would change. Then he told his disciples, "You shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." "When I am lifted up from the earth," Jesus said, "I will draw all peoples to myself." But not before. This Canaanite woman at this point was just an outsider, a stranger to the commonwealth of Israel. What's amazing about this is the woman doesn't seem to resent Jesus' words. She doesn't contest them or complain about them. She humbly accepts them. She knew her place. Undaunted, she approaches Jesus again and worshiped him, saying, "Lord, help me." And then Jesus made a remark that on its face seemed to be really harsh. He answered and said to her, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." The thing is, that too is perfectly true if you just think about what Jesus said. Many people, perhaps your own family, have pet dogs in their homes, and some people care very much about them and even love them. But you don't set a place at the dinner table for them, do you? And you don't take the beef roast out of the oven and put it on the floor for the dog, do you? No, that would not be good, Jesus said. That's not their place. The dogs get their food, but in their own way. Every good dog knows his place, and so does every Christian. Do you know your place? I hope you're not offended. when I ask you that, because some people might be offended by being compared to a dog. Or if I have to be compared to a dog, maybe I'd prefer to be compared to a watchdog, like those disciples crying, "Apollyon, send her away." You know, keeping the riffraff out, setting ourselves up as judges of who gets access to Jesus and who doesn't. Keeping out those people who don't look like us, or talk like us, or dress like us. Are we that way? God forbid. Let's remember that we ourselves are Gentiles, outside of the Commonwealth of Israel by nature. Outsiders exactly like that Canaanite woman. Paul reminds us that before our conversion, we were without Christ, being aliens from the Commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. On our own, no hope and no place, at least not a place in the kingdom of God. If it ended right there, that would be pretty sad, wouldn't it? But the Apostle Paul goes on. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. And bulldog faith knows its place. The Canaanite woman, once a total stranger, once a complete foreigner, even she found a place in the kingdom of God. You know what's more amazing than that? You too. Yes, even you, with all your sins and shortcomings and flaws and failures and transgressions, even you have been granted a place in the glorious kingdom of God. You have been brought near by the blood of Christ. So I ask you the same question. Do you know your place? I think you do. I'll let the Apostle Peter describe for you the glories of your place in the kingdom of God because of Christ. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. Conclude this morning with the singing of stanzas 1, 2, and 6 of hymn 388, and we'll sing the second tune this morning, hymn 388, 1, 2, and 6.